Why don't you just stand up right there, Bukit? Listen, I first had this vision that started out as a sound. We had this, my dad had this long iron bar that had a point on the end, and we would drive it down into the ground, make a hole for the tomato steaks. Then you put the, and I could, and of course it would thud in the ground. And I could feel that iron bar writhing down into the earth. And that you have had, I know you've got bars in you, rods in you, but through pain and earth-shaking things, God has riven post holes down into your life. And he set posts. And then I see him come, and he so there's this long row of posts, and I see him come with fence sections, and he sets them in place. I'm sitting there going, this makes no sense, God. What is this? And then I see another set with someone else's life on the other side making a parallel row of fence post and fence. And then I say, Lord, still doesn't make any sense. It's just an alleyway. But then I see the water just rise right up, just rising up of the water level until it fills all this up. And what looked like a walkway becomes like a big trap for fish to swim up into. God says that he's been riving post holes into your life. And he's setting fences in place. And he's going to use you with another to catch many fish. That the anointing, the presence of God is going to rise around you. And you won't be responsible for it. You will just look with amazement as the presence of God rises around you and turns what looks like just maybe even a senseless, painful construction into something that catches many fish. You and this other person are going to end up just being fish traps and catching many fish. They're just going to come in because you're going to, what this thing that's been riven into your life, driven down into the earth of you, is going to become an alleyway for many to come in through. You won't have to do anything. Just be. Don't have to do anything. Just be. God's going to raise the river, turn it into a tidal basin, and they're going to come. So all your life, all you got to do is be. And he'll do the rest. Amen? Can I pray that for you? All I want to pray is many fish. Just that you would catch many fish. That they would just come in. And you, when on your deathbed, you're going to be able to look back and say, wow, look at that. All these people have come in. The fish trap is full. Amen. Father, I pray for that, for my sister, that many would come in and that the fish trap would be full and that it would be full of fat fish. Lord, we just take the promise that when Jesus told Peter where to throw his net, that the fish would be so many. What was it, 253 fish? 153 fish? That there would be a lot of fish, big, fat, flopping fish, filling up the trap, and that many people would come to the Lord through my sister. In the name of Jesus. Amen.